to walk in the light of it, to follow your plan for us every day, today, tomorrow, forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're saying, we're looking at God lead me always. That was a teaching we're having. Started on Thursday. God lead me always. God leads me always. Hallelujah. So let's, we looked at some things on Thursday, but we'll look at them again, some other things today. Let's start with Matthew 1:1. Quickly. Matthew 1:1. It says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. It says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, it is the word that generations is for, that's the Greek word Genesis. Where you have Genesis. So, Matthew is writing about the story, incarnation of Jesus, and he calls it, and he says, he points our attention to where he's writing from. He calls it, he's writing from the Genesis. He calls it Genesis, the Genesis of Jesus Christ. So the moment you see generations there, your mind goes again to Genesis chapter 5. Hallelujah. The book of the Genesis of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have to go back and reread. So he's telling you, you have to go back and read from where he's writing from. Glory to God. In Mark 1. In Mark 1. It says the beginning, where you have the word alkeomai, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Right? He said the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beginning. He used that word alke, used for Genesis. He calls where he's writing, where he says, so as you get to read, your mind goes again to Genesis. You see that? Amen. Making you see that there were no writing abstract from Genesis. They are not writing what is abstract. They are not just writing from their head. So they are the book or the beginning of the gospel. So when you want to talk about the beginning of the gospel, your mind goes to Genesis. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So he goes to verse 2 to tell you how to read your Bible. He says, as it is written in the prophets. Now he goes in verse 2 to Malachi. He goes to Malachi and says, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. Now says in verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. So it's right about the gospel of Jesus. He goes to Malachi and then goes again to Atai in verse 3. Making you see that you cannot be detached from where they are writing from. You see that? Yeah, making you see they are writing from what we call the Old Testament book. For what? Reference, right? So they're writing from Genesis down to Malachi. So you don't get detached. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't get detached from where they are writing from. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Like I said to Rose on Wednesday, I'm not going to dwell much in all this, in this teaching, because of time. Now in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Genesis. So, when you hear the Word was with God, your mind goes to Genesis again. So, making you see that this man, Jesus, this person, Jesus, is the Word in Genesis. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Is it just in Genesis? Genesis and all the Old Testament books. Making you see that he is the Word. Now, we said the Word there, which is the word logos, right? From the Hebrew word dabar, right? Dabar was the visible reality of God within the Old Testament book. We said that, right? We said that, right? Hallelujah. The visible reality of God within the Old Testament book. It says, he is now Jesus. So you shouldn't get detached. Right? He said, you know, the word, what was God and the word was God. So the same was in the beginning, again, with God. Genesis, right? All things were made by him. So, that means, this same person we're talking about, that became in verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, referring to Jesus, he said, all things were made by him. meaning he is the person present in Genesis chapter 1 that created everything. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. So he is the Genesis 1 creator. He is the God of Israel. He said he became a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, how do they open up? They open up, writers of the New Testament books open up in such a way that you are not detached from where they were reading from. That's how they opened up. That you read together. You read the Old Testament books together with the New Testament books. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to understand what they are saying, you have to read from where they were reading from. If not, you will miss out on what they are saying. You have to read from where they are reading from. Look at it from where you are looking at it from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said, how would they do it? They will employ shorthand. Because, you know, imagine, it says in the beginning, and it goes to, or the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it goes to Malachi and writes, you go Malachi 3:1 in verses 2 of Mark. Did you see that? Write the whole Malachi in the book of even you yourself, your Bible, you need a wheelbarrow to push it. Hallelujah. But what will they do? They will use shorthand. Right? They will use shorthand. For example, when they were to record what Jesus said, they asked Jesus in Matthew 22, they asked him, what is the great commandment of the law? You see that? They asked him, what is the great commandment of the law? That is Matthew 22, verses 36. What is the great commandment of the law? And he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And I said, this is the fourth and the great commandment. Now I said, the second is like unto it. Now, Jesus didn't respond. I have always told you. Jesus didn't respond and say, ha, ha, ha. He said, you love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. No. Amen. Let's look at it. Look at Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 22 and Mark 12. Put your hands in Mark 12 quickly. Amen. Put your hand in Mark 12 and watch to Matthew 22. We're going to read Matthew 22 together with Mark 12. Look at verse 36. Matthew 22:36. Are you there? Then put your hand also. Look at the way I'm holding. Look at where I'm holding my Bible. Can you see? I'm in Matthew. My other hand is in Mark. Can you see? Then use this other hand to look for Deuteronomy chapter 6. Can you see me now? So this is Deuteronomy 6. Watch it. This is Matthew and this is Mark. Are you there now? And now let's see what Jesus has done. Or let's see how they recorded what Jesus said. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Matthew 22 verse 36. They asked him, Master, what is the great commandment of the law? Can you see? What is the great commandment of the law? Verse 37, and Jesus said to them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto you, thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. Well, I'm concerned, I want to show you something in verse 37. Say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind. Do you see that? Now look at how Mark recorded it. Now this is what Matthew recorded. It doesn't mean that was all Jesus said. Are you with me? Are you hearing me? It doesn't mean that was all Jesus said. But what Matthew has done is to show you, where Jesus read from in response to them was from here, which is Deuteronomy 6. We're getting to Deuteronomy 6. Amen. So he, for reference, so that you know where Jesus responded from, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. So I said, but why did he just say Deuteronomy 6? There was nothing like Deuteronomy 6. Amen. I told you chapters and verses came up later on. Right? Right? So when the writers were writing, they were writing in chapters. So what they would do is that because they have the law of Moses with them, and Jesus what the writers will do, which is Matthew, he will only show you a reference so that you will go back and read all what Jesus said. Amen. Now let's look at Mark. Get to Mark. Verses 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reason together, and perceiving that he has answered them well, asked, what is the first commandment of all? You see that? Now look at Jesus' response in verse 29 that Mark recorded. He says, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Can you see this? You responded the same way, right? Right? So, did they write the same thing? They wrote the same thing. They wrote the same thing. But look at where Mark started from. Matthew said, you love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. But Mark said, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. Now remember, I told you, it's for reference. It's for what? Reference. So that means Jesus read somewhere, and what this writer wants us to do is to go back and do what? Read where Jesus read from. Hallelujah. Let's get to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4. Can you see? Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Can you see it? That is Mark. Can you see that? He now says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Is that where Matthew wrote from also, and Mark also did? Right? Can you see that? But Matthew did not record verse 4. But Mark did. So to make you see, it was no contradiction. No. To make you see that what Jesus read was everything. But verse 4 and verse 5 is for you to have a reference that you know this was where he read from. Can you see that? So that means when they asked Jesus what's the first commandment of the law, they expect that when they put that as reference, so that you go back and read the whole of the Deuteronomy. That paragraph, go and read it all. Amen. That was what Jesus read. But what have the writers done in Mark 2 and in Mark? They've used what you would call shorthand. They won't have written the whole Deuteronomy 6 there. Amen. So they've used what is called shorthand. Glory to God. What my pastor will call codified language. Where you compress all what someone said into a sentence. Hallelujah. Now you go back and reread the whole book. A whole book is compressed into a sentence. Now you go back and reread it. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, the topic is not God wants to lead us to. Was that what I said? Okay, God always... Okay, that was what I said on Thursday. Okay, God always leads us. Amen. Not God wants to lead us. Amen. God leads me always. That's what I think. Well, I just should be typing. God leads me always. Hallelujah. Hope you're with me. Amen. He leads me always. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is not wanting to lead us. I hope you know that. God is not wanting to lead us. God is wanting to lead the unbeliever. But God is leading us always. That was different. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So, very vital. Hope you can see that. So, many times they will employ shorthand. So that you go back and reread. That's how to read your Bible. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, let's see something. It's Matthew 28. Now, we said when Jesus appeared to them, he taught them 40 days. Now look at how Matthew summarized all Jesus' instruction within the 40 days. He says in verse 18, he says, all power has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Now, he didn't mean for the whole 40 days Jesus was coming to meet them. All power has been given to me in heaven and the earth. Go therefore and preach the gospel. No. Jesus is a summary of what his instructions are. Hallelujah. He taught them 40 days, and within the 40 days, he gave them instructions. Hallelujah. So Matthew will summarize that instructions as what? Go make disciples. Hallelujah. This is a summary. Now, it says, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. 20, that says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. So, you are going to teach them that he is with you always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus gave instructions that what should be taught is the leading of the Spirit. That I am with you always. I am with you always. And that being with you always is the leading of the Spirit. I am with you always. So what should be taught in the church? One of the things that we should teach in the church is the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So on Thursday we began saying, how is Jesus with us? How is he with us? We say by his Spirit, right? John 14. From verse 16, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He will abide with you forever. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because you neither see him, nor know him, but you know him. For he shall be with you, and shall dwell in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Glory to God. So how is Jesus with us? By his Spirit. By his Spirit. By his Spirit. In that John chapter 14, look at verses 23. Verses 23. Oh, let's start from verse 20. John 14, 20. Glory to God. It says, and in that day you will know I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 23. He says, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. I will come and make our abode, our home with him. Hallelujah. So that means, the Spirit of God is Jesus in us. The Spirit of God in us is the union of the Father and the Son in us. So come and make our abode. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So how is Jesus with us? By his Spirit. By his Spirit. By his Spirit. And we saw on Thursday that that Spirit in us is the reality of eternal life. Right? How we use the word interchangeably. Life. Spirit, eternal life. So eternal life is the Spirit of God. Eternal life is the Spirit of God in the believer. Is the reign of God in the earth in the believer. Is the Spirit of God domiciling the believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So can we then say eternal life is heaven and earth together? Is that it? The reign of God in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then in John 8, we are looking at something now. John 8, verse 12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The light of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said that he is the light of the world. Glory to God. Now we say, what is the background of that? What is Jesus reading for? When he said, I am the light of the world. That's the word higher or I am. Ego am I. I am, when you have the word higher, in H-A-Y-E, in the Hebrew, I am the light of the world. That is the statement of God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now remember I told you, you mustn't detach yourself from where you were reading from. So when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, that is Genesis. He says, in verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the water, and God said, let there be light. So I told you on Thursday that when God said, let there be light, he wasn't referring to, he wasn't saying, oh, please let light come. No. He's saying, I am light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am light. God is making a firm statement. This is who I am. I am light. Glory to God. I am light. In the face of darkness, in the face of chaos, God says, I am light. I am the solution there. Glory to God. You know, like I said to Ross on Thursday, I said the leading of the Spirit is not something that anybody can claim master of. There are some teachings where you just have to learn again and again. You don't say you know it, including myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we will keep learning. Because sometimes, or many times, we pay non-attention to the leading of the Spirit. You can be a Christian for donkey years and yet not follow the leading of the Spirit. Myself included. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. So don't say, no, I know that teaching. No. You don't say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when it comes to leading of the Spirit, it's one teaching that when I get to teach it, I try as much as I can not to claim expert in it. Because I know I'm not expert. Hallelujah. When I get to read many times and study, I just get sober. Amen. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. Nobody claims master over such things. No, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And that was the same thing that God said in Genesis. Remember I told you, John has already opened up for you to see that Jesus the person of Jesus is God in Genesis. I said that earlier, right? Right? So when he says, I am the light of the world, you go to Genesis 1:3. In the face of darkness, God said, I am light. It's not, let there be light. It's, I am light. That's what God is saying. I am light. Hallelujah. I am light. In darkness, I am light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when God said, I am light in Genesis, it means right from the Genesis, God wants to lead man. That is man in darkness, and God said, I am light. So God always wants to lead man. So can we say, therefore, heaven and earth is the leading of the Spirit. Can you see that? Heaven and earth is the leading of the Spirit. Heaven and earth is the leading of the Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's dissect some things. When God said, I am light. The word light there is the word all, which is direction. When Jesus used the same word, John 8:12, he says, I am the foes of the world. Foes, P-H-O-S, the same way for light. It is for a flood light that gives direction. Hallelujah. It is for a flood light that gives direction. I am the light of the world. I mean, how many of you have been in a pitch before where it's dark, and they now put on the flood light? Right? They put on the flood light everywhere, get lighted up. You can now see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I use myself as an example. Just recently we were playing ball, just a training. And I was a goalkeeper. So it was getting late. It was around 7. So the whole pitch was dark. So as a goalkeeper, I was now shouting, I cannot see the ball, oh! Right. I was shouting for all of them. I don't know how to find out. Tag them, I cannot see the ball. Any shot is a goal. Because I cannot see the ball. I'm not joking. I'll tell you the truth. All I just see was just bodies going up and down. I said, if they play any shot, nobody should tell me I'm 0-2. I cannot see the ball. So before we know it, we just saw pam, 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 the whole floodlight on the pitch. Everywhere became as though it was daytime again. Amen. Do you get? Look like it was daytime again. That is what it is. That's floodlight for direction. Amen. So that means without the floodlight, it says, whosoever, John 8:12, that follows me will not walk in darkness. Did you see that? What was in the earth in Genesis 1:2? Darkness. So it says, he that follows me will not walk in darkness. The darkness there is confusion. Hallelujah. Obscurity. Hallelujah. He won't dash your feet on the stone. He won't fall. Hallelujah. Because he is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light of the world. Now the word darkness there is the word skotia. I know I used the word tia last on Thursday, but the word skotia used for confusion. Confusion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, he that follows me. When did we follow him? In the new birth. Hallelujah. In the new birth, we follow him. Oh, we are following me. In the new birth, we began to follow him. Glory to God. That means in the new birth, what we receive is light. What we receive is light. What did you receive in the new birth? The Spirit. Do you receive the Spirit? The Spirit is eternal life. The Spirit is light. Is the Spirit light? Is it light? So we have light. Say, I have light. I have light. Hallelujah. So to be born again is to receive light. To be born again is to receive God's leading. So God's leading is not what you pray to have. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Sorry, take it. Amen. Amen. So, the leading of God's Spirit is not what you pray to have. Hope you're hearing me. You don't pray for God to lead you. Now this is very vital. You don't pray for God to lead you as a believer. Glory to God. A dear man of God once said, he said, if you have light and you are praying for light, what you are actually praying for is darkness. Because you already have light. You're done praying, God, give me light. There's something you're looking for. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, the leading of the Spirit is not what you long to have. It's not what you desire to have. It's what you already have. The leading of God is what you already have. And it's not what you have for 1 week. It's what you have forever. Hallelujah. The leading of God is what you have forever. Say, that's what I have forever. So that's what I have forever. Look at Hebrews 13 verse 5. Hebrews 13. Quickly. Hebrews 13 5. Let's read together. Glory to God. Are you there? Hebrews 13 verse 5. Hebrews 13:5. Are you there? Let's read one to go. Hallelujah. Is it he himself has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God has said so. Hallelujah. I will never leave thee. So, the leading is not what you have for a while. If God said, I will never, never means he will never. Never, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever. God said he will never, ever leave you. If he's not going to leave you, it therefore means that his light is going to be with you. Hallelujah. I shared with us on Thursday about a friend of mine that I was told that got into a club and was drunk. And I was told, come and see your friend, he's drunk. I was angry, yeah. But when I was talking to the person felt I was going to murder, you know, and say, person is just going to kill me. Well, I said, no. I said, while we were there, busy doing the rubbish we were doing, God's spirit was in me. He never left me. Said, are you sure? Very sure. Hallelujah. God's spirit was in me. He was. Amen. We're going to deal with that later. Hallelujah. Amen. But God doesn't leave you. Some people are told that if you do something wrong, God is going to leave you. No, God never leaves you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God doesn't neglect. His leading does not go away. His leading doesn't go. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So someone asks, here comes the question, what if I do something wrong? Well, if you do something wrong, he says, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. So even when you do something wrong, he has said he will never leave you, nor forsake you. Glory to God. But there's that righteousness in you, that even when you do something wrong, you know it's wrong. Right? I call it God's righteousness in you. You know it's wrong. But yet, he will not leave you. Amen. Say, God never leaves. God never leaves. Say, I believe it. God never leaves. So therefore, his leading never goes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. Glory to God. Let's see something. In Romans 8, verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now the word led there is where you have the word ago. Ago. As many as are led, ago by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Yeah, Paul was writing about, now the word ago means to bring forth. To bear. The way you bear someone. To bear, to carry. So we can say as many as are brought forth by the Spirit of God. Right? Brought forth. Put that side by side what I showed you in John. John chapter 3. John 3. I showed you that on Thursday. Put that. As many as are brought forth. Brought forth. John 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 3, verses 5. Verses 3. Except the man be born again can't see the kingdom of God. Verse 5. Except one is born of water that is the Spirit. I explained all that on Thursday. He said he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He said, marvel not that I say to you, you must be born again. Look at verse 8. He said the wind blow where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but can't tell where it comes or where it goes. He said, so is he that is born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. There's that ago to bring forth. So the man that is born again is brought forth by the Spirit. He's brought forth by the Spirit. So it says, as many as are led, brought forth by as many as are brought forth by the Spirit. It said they are the sons of God. Did you see that? Sons of God. So that means in the new birth, what has happened to us is that we are from the Spirit. We are of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that means the new birth is the leading of the Spirit. Glory to God. That very fact of the new birth is God's leading. Now he doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop there. Just mean as a led. So it involves both the new birth and the continuous leading of the Spirit of God. So this is, these are the sons of God. The sons of God are led by the Spirit and are being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that word there, led, is an Exodus word. When it says that are led by the Spirit of God, you have to ask, where is Paul writing from? So that word led by the Spirit of God is a shorthand. It's a shorthand. Hallelujah. Exodus quickly. Exodus 13. Watch quickly to Exodus 13. Exodus 13, 21. It says, so the Lord went before them by the pillar, by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. You see that? God led them out of Egypt. He led them. Hallelujah. He led them out of Egypt. You remember I told you that Egypt experience when they came out of Egypt. Now, listen to me. So that you don't misconstrue what I said. Look up, everybody. Look up, everybody. When the writers of, when later writers of Moses were to write about God's deliverance, God's salvation, and also salvation story, at the background of it is Egypt. And how they came out of Egypt. Are you following me? Now, they used it. I'm going to explain that to us when we get to GPLR about how they applied scriptures and it's different from interpreting scriptures. You have to first of all interpret. I've already said this years before. You have to interpret in their word and apply in your word. Did you remember that? I've always told you that. So we're going to take practical examples in scriptures of how scriptures were interpreted and later applied. Right? Now, they have seen something, right, done in the Messiah and what God does, and then the background of it is what? Egypt. That Egypt experience is deliverance. God, how God delivers. Watch it. But Egypt, their living Egypt is not to be used as they were, as salvation. Hope you're following me. Do you understand what I say? Mean? We cannot say they were all saved. Yes, they were saved in that deliverance from Egypt. Now, you cannot, you know, some people now infer, oh, there's something called national salvation. No. Amen. But later writers have seen God's deliverance in Egypt. Right? Right? Seen God's deliverance. Was that the only place they saw God's deliverance? No. But in that of Egypt was significant. They've seen deliverance from Sodom also, Lot and his family. They saw deliverance in Noah. The same kind of deliverance. Did you see that? God's deliverance. But yet down they were talking about salvation. Right? They were delivered. But don't say all of them like that. Because they were delivered. That is, they were all born again as a nation. No. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. But we cannot infer, look at what God has done in salvation and say, oh, there is the background. Can you see that? Can you see that? For Lot and his family, who led them out of Sodom? Who led them out of Sodom? Who led them? It was God that led them out of Sodom. God did. Hallelujah. God led them out of Sodom. Those gods are demons. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that word light is to bring forth, to bear, like we're saying. Hallelujah. Look at Exodus 19. So, you can read in Exodus 13, where we read just now, just open your to Exodus 19, that God led them out. Right? Exodus 19 quickly, verse 4. It says, ye have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you into unto myself. How did God deliver them? Say, I bore you. Is that a go? Is that to be led with eagle's wings? Glory to God. But in that leading them, who was the person with them? Moses was with them. God said, I led you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 32 verse 11. It says, as the eagle stirred up his nest, flooded over her young, spread abroad her wings, taken them and buried them on her wings. So the Lord did lead them. Did lead him. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Say, as the eagle stirred her nest, stirred her nest, flooded over her young, spread abroad her wings, take them and buried them on her wings. Where is the background of this? Let me see who is reading his Bible well. Where is the background? Huh? Is it Exodus? Okay. I'll permit that for today, for now. But it's not Exodus. Open this list. Open Genesis chapter 2. I mean Genesis 1. Again. Genesis 1. Look at Genesis 1 verse 2. Genesis 1 2. Are you there? And the earth was without form and void. And what happened? And darkness was upon the surface of the deep. Now we always read chapter 1 verse 2 and stop there. But it continues. But what? The Spirit of the Lord did what? Did what? Therefore God said, I am light. Did you see that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that will be the background here. So the eagle settles on earth, spread over her young, spread abroad her wings, take them, bury them on her wings. So the work of the Spirit there, right? Is what the writer here is saying is the has not equated with that of an eagle. Look at in verse 12. So the Lord alone did lead them, and there was no strange God with them. The Lord did lead them, there was no strange God. That is, I am light. Hallelujah. God led them. There was no strange God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God led them. God led them. God led them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Glory, glory, glory. So if you go from verse 10, it says, he found him in a desert land, in a waste and hungry wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. He spoke about the desert land, but we're not looking at that today. Hallelujah. So he's leading there. Hallelujah. God always leads his people. Hallelujah. God always leads his people. God always leads his people. To be born again is to have God's leading. Hallelujah. So in leading them, watch it, in leading them, did they do wrong? Did they sin against God? The children of Israel, did they? Remember we said that is the background of leading, right? So we want to learn God's leading from the Old Testament books. Can you follow me? Now, in God leading them, did they do wrong? Did they? They did. They did wrong things. Did they obey him? At several points they disobeyed God. They knew this was what God said to them. They knew. In fact, the very first thing God said to them when he gave them his commandment was, "You shall have no other gods before me." In less than 2 months, they beat a god. I said, this was the God that led us out of Egypt. Did you see that? In less than 2 months, they had another God. They complained, they murmured, but yes, God led them. Hallelujah. He was with them. He led them. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. He still led them either way. So that means the leading of God's Spirit is not what goes, it's what remains. Hallelujah. Even when men are straying away, God's leading is there. What are you following me? God's leading is there. So God doesn't stop leading his children. Here. Always will lead his children. He always leads his children. God always leads his children. Are you with me? He always leads his children. Therefore we can say confidently well that the believer doesn't have leading failures. The believer doesn't have leading issues. Say, I don't have issues with leading. God always leads me. Hallelujah. The believer doesn't have leading issues. You have to hear it well. Say, I don't. Say it, I don't lack God's leading. I don't. Say it after me. I don't lack God's leading. Even in my wrong, even in my shortcomings, I don't lack God's leading. No, you need to hear it very well. I don't lack God's leading. Even when I don't obey, I don't lack his leading. His leading doesn't lead. Hallelujah. You're going to know why I said this to you and why you should say it. I don't lack his leading. I don't lack his leading. I don't lack his leading. Hallelujah! You don't. You don't. I don't lack his leading. I don't lack God's leading. You know, sometimes some people feel, I've gone too far in the world to get back. No, you can get back on track. But I don't lack his leading. Hallelujah. I don't lack his leading. I don't lack his leading. Hallelujah. The totality of the life of the believer is that he's been led by God. And I'm going to say something. Even when a believer has messed up, hear me, when I say, Pastor, that not to be, it's the truth. Even when a believer has messed up, God is going to work it out with the believer's mess. Okay, hear me. Even when a believer has messed up, God is going to work it out with that mess. He will also have to lead the believer with the mess. God doesn't move. Hope you are with me. Say, God doesn't stop leading you. He always will lead you. He will always lead you. Say, my life. My life. Doesn't lack his leading. Hallelujah. You know, I said this on Thursday. I said sometimes some people think when it comes to leading of the Spirit of God, they do it as though it's they try to bring in their natural thinking to it. That if it is the leading of God, I should know the end. No. Amen. But I just know God is leading me. Hallelujah. How people are looking for the end. Let me see the end. Like it's a budget section. What you have seen, where will this budget lead to? What is going to be the end result? No. Sometimes you don't even know the details. But you know my life is God's leading. Hallelujah. My life is God's leading. Sometimes you might not even know what the details is about. Someone says, is God still going to lead me if I become a doctor? Well, God is what you have. You know, your career is your choice. God doesn't choose your career for you. Amen. But whatever career you have chosen, that is what God has to lead you. Hope you are hearing me. Glory to God. So stop thinking, God is leading this person right because this person is a banker or this person is a doctor. Me, I'm just a mechanic. No! That's what God has to lead you with. Hallelujah! God is going to work it out with you. Don't say, maybe because I did not choose the right career. Who told you that? Who told you that? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God wouldn't stop leading you. Even if the career you chose is to be a gate man, God isn't going to stop leading you. He's going to lead you also in the gate. If the career you chose ends you up as the president, God is still going to lead you. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people think it's God that chose their career for them. Well, you chose your career yourself. But no matter what, God is going to lead you through it. You believe that? You believe that? God is going to lead you either way. He's going to lead you either way. Amen. 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 God leads me. I want you to know that see, there's nobody that is without fault. What are you hearing me? There's nobody that is without fault, that has not made mistakes, or is not making mistakes. But you know what? No matter what, hallelujah, it's not good. See, no kind of mistake you've made is good enough reason for God to stop leading you. God doesn't stop. Hallelujah. You might have made mistake in your contract that became so messy. God will not stop leading you. Amen. See, I want to say something. But we're going to deal with it next week. Now, you might even know this is where God wants you to be. And then you did not do it. You did something else. Right? Disobedience, right? Right? It's not good enough reason too for God to stop leading you. He is still leading you. Even without your wrong choice of disobedience, he's still going to walk with you. Because that's what he has. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. He's still going to lead you out and lead you back. Because you didn't follow his plan, we're going to talk about that. That's another thing. But that is God's leading. God will always lead you. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. He's still going to lead you, no matter what. Sir, what I've done is the greatest abomination in the world. Well, he's still going to leave me. That's all he has to walk with. You believe that? You believe that? Thank you. So, God doesn't leave the believer. He always leaves the believer. Right? He always leaves the believer. He always leaves the believer. I'm running up. God always leaves the believer. He always does. He always does. So, we don't have leading failure. I 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 don't have leading failure. Put your name in it. I, smart, don't have leading failure. Say it again. I, smart, I don't have leading failure. Hallelujah. God always leads me. Hallelujah. I walk in the light. I walk in God's leading. I, smart, I walk in God's leading. I, smart, I walk in the light. In the light. I have light. I have light. Hallelujah. I don't have failures in leading. I don't have leading failures. Hallelujah. I'm always led. I'm always led. Always led. God never leaves me. God never forsakes me. God never forsakes me. God never leaves me. He never forsakes me. God never leaves. Never leaves. I don't have leading issues. I have the leading of God in full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So if we say that we don't have leading issues, so why then do believers make mistakes? If we say we don't have leading issues, why then do believers go off? Well, we're going to deal with this in the coming days. Hallelujah. But if there's going to be an issue, remember there's no issue with leading, right? We are well led, right? So where is the issue going to come from? If there is an issue, it will be the issue of recognizing that leading. How many people can recognize God's leading? Recognizing God's leading and obeying it. Recognizing the leading of God and obeying it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Someone said, I don't know whether it's God that is talking to me. The thing is, I don't understand whether it's God on my mind. I told you the last teaching. Not last week, last on this series, leading and perception. God leads me always. Please capture it. Leading and perception series. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God leads me always. Now, what if there is, I don't know whether, you know, they say there are two people telling me, go, come. Which one is God? They know the small one, I say, go. Otherwise, I say, come. Don't stop deceiving yourself. Hallelujah. I told you, once there are double thinking in your mind, none of it is God. None of it is God. That's how you know. None of it is God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 5. 1 John 4 5. It is God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John quickly. That's where I should close. So we'll pick it up from there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's the first John. Sorry. I said first John 4. No, not first John 4. Wow. Yes, I missed that, but thank you, 1:5. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. 1 John 1:5. It says, and this is the message which we have heard of him. I declare unto you that God is light. God is light. Light for leading, right? That's what fold. God is light. Genesis 1:3. God is light. John 8:12. God is light. Right? And in him, in that light, in that leading, is that light leading? In him, in that leading, there is no darkness at all. No darkness at all means there is no confusion at all. There is no confusion at all. So that means in God's leading, there's no confusion. So that means once a believer, when somebody is telling you, I don't know whether it's God or my mind, my dream just dreaming like this, it's not God. God is not there. Amen. So what I learned to do is, when there's that distraction, it's God on my head. It's my head. So move ahead. Hallelujah. Once there is, because God's leading is absolute. So there is no confusion at all. God speaks and everything quiets down. Amen. God's leading is absolute. You know this is God's leading. This is what God wants me to do. Remember, they are saying, maybe, but it's not God. Amen. It's not God. God's leading is absolute. So God leads me. God leads me. This week, God leads me. Today, God leads me. God is always leading me. God, give me sound there. God is always leading me. God is always leading me. God is always leading me. I don't have leading failure. I don't have leading failures. I'm well led. I'm well led. I'm well led. You believe that? Let's be on our feet.